You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
I've got Steve on the line. How's it going, Steve?
Yeah, good, mate. And you, and I hope everybody out there in listening land is going well also.
Yeah, I'm going well. I mean, another week. My team won.
Well, my team got absolutely thumped, and I was very fortunate. We were driving home from our place at Torquay and listening to the game on the radio and decided not to listen to it anymore after about the first quarter, and that we never watched, haven't seen one bit of it on replay. So very thankful for that.
You sound like a very dedicated fan, but there we go.
Yeah, very dedicated. I heard reports from other people about it and decided it wasn't worth looking at.
Yeah, well, probably right. But anyway, who we got to talk about this week?
Well, this is an interesting person. I've sort of plucked this one out of thin air to a degree, and the song that this fellow sang sort of resonated in my mind for a while, and his name is O.C. Smith.
Okay. I've never heard of him. You beat me.
I would guarantee that a fair few people probably heard of him but would not have heard him on radio or anything for quite a long, long time. But anyway, he's famous for two particular songs which we'll go into later on.
Okay.
He was born O.C. and he spelled his name O.C.I.E. He was born O.C. Lee Smith. Now, there's two birth dates here. We're not sure which one's correct. So again, we've got someone who's playing funnies with their birth date. It's either June the 21st, 1932 or 1936, so I'm not quite sure which one's correct. And he was born in Mansfield, Louisiana. And he moved to Little Rock, Arkansas when he was 10 with his parents, who were both teachers. And then he moved to Los Angeles with his mother after his parents divorced. He attended Jefferson High School and he learnt music, with his major influences being jazz greats Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. Now, he did quite well. He completed a psychology degree and then he joined the Air Force and he served throughout the US, Europe and Asia. And whilst he was in the Air Force, he entered some talent quests. Again, another person who was very successful and did quite well in it. And after his discharge in 1955, he went into jazz music to help himself pay the bills. He gained his first break with a gentleman by the name of Sy Oliver, who was a jazz band leader and composer. And he made an appearance on a talent show where success on that show led to him getting a recording contract in 1955 with a record company called Cadence, C-A-D-E-N-C-E. His debut single was called Slow Walk, and he had three following songs, but none of those were hits. And then he did a cover version of Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, which was also unsuccessful. He then changed record labels and signed with MGM Records on a solo contract and recorded three more non-charting singles. So his singing career hasn't started off all that well, but things do improve, as we'll find out. In 1961, he's recruited by Count Basie to be his vocalist, which was a pretty big time because Count Basie was fairly big at that time. And he continued to record with different labels, but he's still unsuccessful. In 1968, he was recording with Columbia, who were about to, let me say, give him the flick. And along came the most successful song that he had, which was called Son of Hickory Hollow's Tramp, which people may or may not be familiar with. Now, this song reached number two in the UK. It was number three in Australia and made the US top 40. Again, it's another story where his own country, he was less successful. Kenny Rogers actually revived this song as a country song in 1976, but I'm not quite sure what happened with that, so I don't have any records of it. He changed O.C., as in O.C.I.E., changed his name to O space C space Smith, and then recorded his second most famous song, which was Little Green Apples, and that reached number two in the US, 35 in Australia, and nowhere in the UK, so we sort of had the reverse scenario on that occasion. Now, this song was written by Bobby Russell. Now, I've mentioned Bobby Russell before because in our Bobby Goldsboro segment, he actually wrote Honey, and he also wrote another song called The Joker Went Wild, which was quite a successful song. And this song, which had been originally recorded by Roger Miller, actually won the Song of the Year in the 1968 Grammy Awards. So that was quite a big deal. And in 1969, he then recorded Russell's Honey, which is the Bobby Goldsworth song. And he's got his own version of it, which we'll hear later on. I had requested that you play this one, Josh. This was only a moderate hit in the US and didn't do anything anywhere else. And then he had another song called Friend, Lover, Woman, Wife. This just got into the US at number 47. It was 25 in Australia, actually, but didn't do anything anywhere else. But no other recorded songs that he did charted in mainstream pop charts. And most of his success coming on rhythm and blues and country charts with songs such as Primrose Lane, which is an old favourite of quite a few artists. Baby, I Need Your Lovin' and Help Me Make It Through the Night. I would say they were probably covers of the original artist songs. And then he did a 1976 song called Together. Now, that reached number 25 on the UK charts, but nothing anywhere else. It was sort of a bit of a mixed bag with some of these songs, I can assure you. He then teamed up with a Charles Wallert, W-A-L-L-E-R-T, who wrote and produced a title track from his 1980 album, which was called Dreams Come True. Now, this returned Smith to the national charts, and then he also had an album titled called What You Gonna Do? And that resulted in a further three charting singles, even though those three singles were in the 50s, so they weren't very high up. And they were in the rhythm and blues charts, not on mainstream. And those three songs were in 1986 and 1987. Now, this is an interesting little piece I found out about this fellow. He actually became a beach music star. Beach music being, and the rest of this is a quote that I dragged out of, I think it was Wikipedia. So I'll let people interpret this the best way they can. But this is what it says. A regional genre of music in the US which developed from rock, rhythm and blues and pop music of the 50s and 60s. It was instrumental in bringing about a wider acceptance of rhythm and blues music amongst the white population nationwide, and thus was a contributory factor in both the birth of rock and roll and the later development of soul music as a subgenre of rhythm and blues. Now, let people interpret that any way they wish to. Definitely a certain type of music which...
So it wasn't like music in those awful Frankie Avalon movies, was it?
I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah. But based on what they talk about from rock, rhythm and blues and pop 50s and 60s, not according to my understanding, because it brought about a wider acceptance of rhythm and blues music amongst the white population. So I think you can put your own interpretation on what this music was, but I must admit I haven't actually heard of it before. Maybe that was me being a bit naive, but I was quite interested in reading it all, and as it turned out later on, they had a yearly beach music awards, and in the third year he was nominated for six awards, and he won five of them.
Okay,
so he was pretty successful in that era. What you said, Josh, I can't be 100% sure of.
I'm actually looking on Wikipedia, and they said sort of artists that produced beach record included the Dominoes, the Drifters, the Clovers, Maurice Williams, and the Zodiacs, and the Temptations and the Four Tops as well. So some very good bands there.
Yeah, there are, that's right. So I've never heard of the classification of it was called beach music though. So
yeah.
But some of those groups were very, very popular.
And it looked like they said they've got an example, Build Me Up Buttercup by the Foundations as a beach record sound. So sort of rhythm and blues meeting pop, so that's a pretty cool sound.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So anyway, I thought that was quite interesting. This is the first time I've actually read anything about beach music, and anyway, we move on. So he won those five awards out of six at the third Beach Music Awards, so that was a pretty big deal. But later on, I think he moved away from that area based on what I've said later here. He became a pastor in 1985 and became a founder of the City of Angels Church in Los Angeles, where he was a minister for 16 years. Unfortunately, he died of a heart attack on November 23, 2001 in LA. On the 21st of June 2002, which was about 6 months or 7 months after he passed, O.C. Smith Day was proclaimed in the state of South Carolina, and he was posthumously elected to Carolina Beach Music Hall of Fame in November 2002. He was survived by a wife. He had seven children and 10 grandchildren. So that's basically the story. It's a very interesting story, and was a bit out of left field from my point of view. He's not a person that I would have normally considered. But with those two songs always resonate, or at least the first one resonating in my mind all the time, I thought, well, I had to do it. So there we go.
Well, I didn't know anything about him. I never heard of him. So I look forward to hearing this song now. And
which is going to be Son of Hickory Hollow's Tramp, Josh.
And here it is from 1968. Yeah, it's a good sound.
Yeah, it's an interesting little song, and it tells of a fair bit of hardship and that people overcame it. So it was a very good song. Now, the other songs I've got for you, Josh, is the other successful one that he had was Little Green Apples, and then the Bobby Russell, his version of the Bobby Goldsboro song written by Bobby Russell, which is, he's actually called it Honey, I Miss You. And the last one is Friend, Lover, Woman, Wife.
Okay, I can do that.
And that's it. So an interesting character, an interesting story. He didn't live with us all that long, depending on which birth dates you give to him, which I don't know which one's correct. But an interesting story and two memorable songs, I must say.
Yeah, very interesting. And thanks for expanding my knowledge.
Well, that's good because, well, hopefully I'll expanded my knowledge a little bit listening to reading about the beach music, I must say. And now you've probably enlightened me a little bit more. We're probably both a bit better off.
That's all right. Well, that was just a Wikipedia. But thanks, Steve. I look forward to next week.
That's good, mate. And I've got about three or four interesting ones here that making the decision on which one it's going to be. It's always, I never make my decision on which one I'm going to do until the morning of our recording, so I might keep these in abeyance until that time and make a decision.
All right.
So all of it to you and the listeners and to everybody, have a good week and have a happy Easter, of course.
Yeah, take care. Happy Easter as well. Have a good one. Are you going away?
Yeah, we might go down to Torquay. We've got some people who might be staying down there with us. I think my stepson's in-laws come down from Cairns, so that they're going to be using our residence down there. But we might call into our own residence there for a day or so just to make sure that things are under control.
Well, have fun.
So all the best, Josh, and catch up next week, mate.
Take care. All the best. And thanks, Steve, for another great Whatever Happened To.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.